Let's turn in God's Word to Jeremiah chapter 43. Jeremiah 43, we'll read the whole chapter, verses 1 through 13. Jeremiah 43, 1 through 13, we begin in verse 1, and remember that these are the words of God. But as soon as Jeremiah, whom the Lord their God had sent, had finished telling all the people all the words of the Lord their God, that is, all these words, Azariah the son of Hoshea, and Jehohanan the son of Kareah, and all the arrogant men said to Jeremiah, "You are telling a lie. The Lord our God has not sent you to say you are not to enter Egypt to reside there. But Baruch the son of Neriah is inciting you against us to give us over to the hand of the Chaldeans, so they will put us to death or exile us to Babylon." So Jehohanan the son of Kareah and all the commanders of the forces and all the people did not obey the voice of the Lord to stay in the land of Judah. But Jehohanan the son of Kareah and all the commanders of the forces took the entire remnant of Judah who had returned from all the nations to which they had been driven away in order to reside in the land of Judah. The men, the women, the children, the king's daughters, and every person that Nebuzaradan, the captain of the bodyguard, had left with Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam and grandson of Shaphan, together with Jeremiah the prophet and Baruch the son of Neriah. And they entered the land of Egypt, but they did not obey the voice of the Lord, and went in as far as Tapanhes. And the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah in Tapanhes, saying, "Take some large stones in your hands, and hide them in the mortar in the brick terrace which is at the entrance of Pharaoh's palace in Tapanhes, and in the sight of some of the Jews. And say to them, 'Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I am going to send and get Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and I'm going to set his throne right over these stones that I have hidden. And he will spread his canopy over them. He will also come and strike the land of Egypt. Those who are meant for death will be given over to death, and those for captivity to captivity, and those for the sword to the sword. And I shall set fire to the temples of the gods of Egypt, and he will burn them and take them captive. So he will wrap himself with the land of Egypt as a shepherd wraps himself with his garment, and he will depart from there safely. He will also shatter the obelisks of Helopolis, which is in the land of Egypt, and the temples of the gods of Egypt he will burn with fire." And that is God's word. So you remember the remnant who were in the land, it's talked about here, who came back into the land of Judah, and also the ones who were in the same city as Gedaliah. They had Jeremiah, you remember, cry out to God for direction in which they should go. They desired in the first place to go to Egypt to escape the Babylonians, and they vowed, third commandment, they vowed, the beginning of chapter 42, to do whatever Yahweh said. And the last chapter, Yahweh responded and commanded that they were to remain in the land and not go to Egypt. And we found through Jeremiah's response at the end that the people were going to break their vow, and they still wanted to go to Egypt in the face of what the Lord promised of curses if they did not keep their own vow. They would face sword and famine and pestilence. And so chapter 43, the first three verses, we see how the people justify their action. They do so by denying Jeremiah's communication and prophecy that it was the word of God. And they said, "You lie, Jeremiah. God surely did not say not to go to Egypt." And isn't that what we do, beloved? We know what the scriptures say. We have it in our hearts. And we have this thing or word that we want to do, we want to say. And we know that God has said not to do it. And yet we do it anyway. And then in verses 4 to 7 we see that they went right away into Egypt and took Jeremiah with them. They went, it says first off that they did not obey the voice of the Lord again. Verse 7, just like the whole generation who had been exiled. Verse 8, they went as far as the Nile River in the north of Egypt, where the delta is, in Tapanhes. And Yahweh continues to speak to them through Jeremiah, that because they entered Egypt. The king of Babylon with his army will come. He will destroy Pharaoh's temples. And so because God's people went into Egypt, he's going to judge Egypt. And he's going to judge them. He'd already promised that he would judge Egypt, and he's going to do it through the Babylonians. And so the temples of Pharaoh, Pharaoh's temples of the gods of Egypt, they will burn with fire. And much of Pharaoh's things will be destroyed. The people, beloved, have not learned. They still do not obey the voice of the Lord. It's even brought out here in parentheses as an aside. They did not obey the voice of the Lord. And may we be a people who obey the voice of the Lord. When we sin, we turn from Him and we hear His word again. When, just like Asaph, we come into the worship of God, we hear His voice. May we heed what He says and turn back to Him with faith and repentance. Let's pray. Our gracious and merciful God, who's been always gracious and merciful to us, for even one breath that we took out of our mother's womb, we deserve to be destroyed for the sin that we had committed already, even inside our mother's womb. And because of original sin, in covenant with Adam. And yet you showed mercy because you were going to draw us near to yourself and you were going to give us your word and you were going to give us a special place in your church to hear the word Lord's Day after Lord's Day. And yet sometimes and often like Israel, and like Judah and these people here in chapter 43, we do not listen to your voice. And you remain merciful. And you remain gracious. You remain faithful to your promises that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Even when we have sinned against you, and even though we have hard hearts. Father, we pray that you would grant us continual mercy. Grant us your continual grace. We need you. We need your word. We need your spirit to change us. In fact, Father, we have some here, some even our children who do not know you and who do know you. They know your word. They can tell people the gospel. And yet they refuse to do so. They refuse to believe. Even upon knowing all the truths, or many of the truths of the gospel, they still refuse you and reject your Son, Jesus Christ. And we pray for their souls. That you would not give them over to themselves. Not allow them to exchange the truth of God for a lie. Not exchange worshiping the Creator for the creature. But that you would turn them unto you. Father, we believe that only you can do so. None of us here can save them. None of us can save ourselves. But we pray for that great work that you do, you've done in many of us. And you would bless us and cause us to rejoice even over what you do with them. Father, grant them salvation. And grant us a continual reminder of the gospel and our need for Christ. even when we do not obey your voice. Turn us unto yourself. Father, we know that we can do nothing good apart from your Son Jesus, and yet we often try. We still have, even as your people, we still have that works righteousness mentality. We pray that that would not be true of us any longer. But we would turn from our sin unto you, to a living and true God, and not turn to false gods, even ourselves. But you alone, we pray, in Jesus' name, hear us. Amen.